Item 11, horseshoe crabs. Morning, Adam.
Morning. This is a request for public hearing for issues pertaining to horseshoe crabs. The stock assessment for horseshoe crabs is updated on an annual basis using the ARM model that was initiated last year in Amendment 7, Addendum 7 for the horseshoe crab FMP. This ARM model both manages the red knot population and horseshoe crab population in the Delaware Bay region. Virginia's annual quota for horseshoe crabs is 152,495 crabs. Of this total, Virginia is allowed to harvest 40% from the Delaware Bay region, and we must harvest in a 2-male-to-1-female ratio. The most recent output from this R model for 2014 allocates 500,000 crabs total for the Delaware Bay region, and of this, it has to be a total male harvest only. Because of this, Addendum 7 sets in some provisions since Virginia can no longer harvest females. So actually what it does is reallocate the number of horseshoe crabs that Virginia can harvest from the Delaware Bay region and changes it from around 61,000 crabs up to about 81,000 crabs. This is a recommendation that both the Stock Assessment Subcommittee and the Technical Committee have endorsed. It will go in front of the Horseshoe Crab Board at the October meeting. They are requesting that this will basically put Virginia's quota up to 172,828 crabs from the 152,000. This is the measure that was in place and recommended for 2012. Virginia went over its quota in 2009 and also went over its quota again in 2010 despite additional management measures and monitoring measures that were put in place by the commission. Both these quota overages were paid back in 2010 and 2011. One of the reasons for these quota overages is the current licensing system that exists in the horseshoe crab fishery. There are three different licenses individuals can hold to harvest horseshoe crabs, as well as one permit. And depending on which permit you have, you can harvest horseshoe crabs from different gear quota allocations and also have different harvest limits based on your license. So for an example, an individual who holds an unrestricted horseshoe crab license may harvest out of the trawl fishery or the dredge fishery or the pound net fishery, but can harvest 2,500 crabs, where an individual who holds a bycatch license may only harvest up to 500. So because of these inequities, it makes it problematic for staff to estimate how many horseshoe crabs may be taken during a given week so that we can close these different fisheries down an adequate time, so we do not have any overages in the quota. We're also experiencing latent effort and overcapacity in this fishery. Take-home message from this is there are 97 individuals who are eligible for a horseshoe crab license. In 2013, only 31 of those individuals actually harvested horseshoe crabs, and that's down from 42 in 2012. If all individuals went out who were pre-authorized to take horseshoe crabs, and they all can go out on any given day if they choose to, 106,500 horseshoe crabs would be taken in a single day. That's 70% of the annual quota. So it's because of this latent effort, overcapacity, and this licensing system that it makes it very problematic for staff to control these relatively small quotas. The commission has already established a moratorium on new entrants into the fishery, as well as establish a control date for future management actions. Staff is currently working with industry to try and develop some quota category-based licensing system, as well as some vessel limits to go along with these new licenses to try and simplify the system and prevent future overages in the fishery. In the hand harvest fishery, currently, since there's no physical gear like a gill net or a pound net, the only individual who is allowed to harvest horseshoe crabs by hand is the actual permittee. There has been requests by eligible members of the hand harvest fishery who hold a permit to have staff explore the possibility with law enforcement of allowing them to have one crew member help them harvest their catch legally. And this would be to try and harvest their quota more efficiently by but still staying to that one vessel daily trip limit. Also, in the hand harvest fishery, law enforcement has requested that staff try and define time of day vessel limits. In the hand harvest fishery, a lot of the harvest is done around the midnight hours, so it's problematic for law enforcement to try and determine who has already harvested before midnight, and maybe you come back at 2 a.m., and then the following night, again, it can be difficult or problematic for them to determine who has already had their quota for the day. So that's a request from law enforcement, try and clarify that time of day vessel limit and try and go to something more of a noon to noon daily time limit so they can tell who's been out in a day. Finally, the 1942 Blue Crab Sanctuary 2 is closed to harvest of blue crab by dredge gear. This sanctuary, which around the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, which you're familiar with, was established originally to promote the conservation of the blue crab resource. Currently, individuals in the horseshoe crab fishery that are eligible to harvest horseshoe crabs by dredge can still harvest in this hard bottom area. Based on the results from the recent blue crab mortality study conducted by VIMS, staff is recommending a closure of this area to not only conserve the blue crab resource, but also the horseshoe crab resource. Staff has reached out to industry over the last few months to address all these issues that I have mentioned to you. We have put together and developed a survey, which we have sent out to industry, and we do plan on having an industry meeting at the beginning of November to try and solicit some input from the industry on all these issues. If the public hearing is approved today, we will have all this information available at the public hearing in December. Staff is recommend advertising for December 10th, 2013 public hearing for amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-900 pertaining to horseshoe crabs to establish a 2014 horseshoe crab quota for Virginia up to that 172,828 horseshoe crabs, quota category specific licensing system, along with quota category specific daily vessel limits, provisions to allow eligible hand harvest permittees a helper or crew member, a definition for time of day possession limits, and dredge gear restrictions in the Virginia Blue Crab Sanctuary Area 2.
Excellent. Questions for Adam on any of this? A lot there. Mm-hmm. But should make for an interesting hearing.
Some of these licensing issues are things that we've tried to tackle last year, and we did get to where the hand harvesters had some limited entry, and we did knock that down a little bit. However, some of the other gear types and licenses are a little reluctant to go through it, so we're looking to go through this process again to try and get the fishery to a more manageable level.
Thank you. Any objection to proceeding with the hearing as outlined by Adam, hearing on December 10th?
Yes, sir.
Any objection? Seeing none, the hearing is approved. Thank you.